There is a big shakeup going on in global politics. President Trump has just released his 2025 national security strategy, and Russia is actually praising it. Europe is rattled, and America is rewriting its foreign policy map. So what is this all about? Let me break it down in simple. On December 4th, the Trump administration introduced its 2025 national security strategy. It is a 33-page blueprint of how America plans to deal with the world. And trust me, it's very different from anything we have seen in decades. The document is built around four parts. First, it blames previous governments for the old elite policies that has dragged America into endless commitments. Second, it lays out what the US wants, like 100% border control, stopping mass migration, crushing drug cartels, stopping foreign countries who are trying to enter the Western Hemisphere, building influence in Latin America, the Caribbean, and even parts of the US border region. This is Trump's policy of America First, similar to the Monroe Doctrine. And the third part highlights US strengths, like a powerful military, strong economy, and massive influence. And the fourth part actually represents the actual strategy, that is, stop mass migration, secure borders, push allies to carry more weight, and rebuild American industry. Now, this whole national security strategy is built on some clear principles. Focus only on narrow American interest, peace through military strength, realism over ideology, fair alliances, no more free riding, reindustrializing the US, boosting energy production, and rejecting things like DEE hiring rules. In simple terms, America won't try to run the world, but it will protect itself fiercely. And here's where things get interesting. Russia loved it. Russia has said that this national security strategy is totally in line with their view of global stability and appreciated that the document didn't treat Russia as an enemy. If you analyze and uncover what has happened in the last 3 years since Ukraine war began, you will notice that America keeps reinventing itself because it is unsure of its place in the world. While Russia has stayed firm, consistent, and unmoved, United States is trying hard to hold on to dominance, but doing it through soft, subtle maneuvering in both domestic and foreign policy. Now, did Europe like America's new policy? Not so much. The strategy warns Europe about civilizational erasure, blames the European Union for blocking peace in Ukraine, and pushes NATO allies towards a 5% of GDP defense target under the Hague commitment. In fact, you must have heard Elon Musk saying European Union is not a democracy, it's bureaucracy, rule of the unelected bureaucrats. Therefore, European Union should be abolished. Now, immediately German, Polish and Swedish officials pushed back hard, saying America is being preachy and oversimplifying Europe's challenges. Anyhow, so Trump's national security strategy redraws America's map of priorities. If you look at the Western Hemisphere, it reinforces the Monroe Doctrine, meaning keeping foreign rivals out, crack down on drug cartels, secure borders, and deepen partnership in Latin America. For Asia, United States has to counter China's economic dominance, secure supply chains, and work closely with India through the Quad to keep the Indo-Pacific stable. And for Europe, Middle East and Africa, scale back United States' dominance, stop getting stuck in forever wars, and push allies to handle their own security. Now coming to Ukraine issue, peace talks with Russia and Ukraine are still in motion, but nothing is guaranteed. Zelensky is negotiating carefully, and Russia is still hitting Ukraine's energy grid. This winter is going to be extremely tough for Ukrainians. Just now, Zelensky went to Brussels to meet NATO officials, and he openly said that Ukraine would share a revised plan with the United States. That's a clear signal that he is in no mood to accept Trump's proposal as it is. And the very fact that he is coordinating with NATO leadership shows something bigger. Even NATO seems to be playing its own political game with the US administration. Remember, NATO's military strength is largely built on European personnel. And now that the United States is pushing Europe towards a 5% of GDP defense spending target under the Hague commitment, European Union leaders are naturally going to push back, indirectly, subtly, and Zelensky becomes a convenient channel. In a way, they can use him to negotiate, delay, or shape the outcome in their favor. So what does all this mean? Russia feels welcomed, Europe feels warned, and America is clearly shifting from global policeman to strategic power player. Whether this new doctrine brings stability or triggers fresh tensions will depend entirely on how the world responds. And with every major country closely watching these moves, a lot now depends on how they adjust and refine their own strategies with the United States. So the real question is, for America, is this a smart reset or a risky gamble? I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.